Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the Regional Pricing Director in your area. How are you doing today?
Yes. Good. Good.
Right. Good to hear, sir. Good to hear. Happy, I guess you could say Friday Eve, right?
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yep. Oh, it's never Friday for me, so I work all 7 days a week. It's no big deal. So.
Oh, hey, there you go. I guess I can say the same thing now. I have a newborn now, you know, so it's like
yep.
A weekend. I used to look forward to it. Now I'm like, oh, that's another job still.
Exactly. So, yep.
Oh, I feel that. Yes, sir. So, Tara just sent over information to catch up to speed on here a little bit. I'm sticking with Ethan, though, right?
Correct.
All right. Pleasure to meet you, Ethan. And so, far as the information I have, I want to make sure I have it correct. So, how far are you willing to travel for your new customers currently, right now?
Within 100-mile radius.
Okay, so pretty wide range out there. Got it. Okay.
Cover.
What was that?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
You're good. I'm talking to somebody else. So,
you're all good.
Nope.
So are you doing residential and commercial, or is it just strictly one or the other?
It's whatever, I guess, whatever the job entails. I haven't really decided, you know, what percentage I'm going to be at. It's just, yeah, whatever comes my way, and if I think I can do it, then I'll do it. But if not, then I'm not going to just not handle it. So.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay. Yes, sir. So whatever comes your way, you know, you never know what lands at your feet, right?
Yep, exactly. You never know what day-to-day is going to be. Yep.
Yes, sir.
So.
All right. Perfect. Well, hey, listen, I came across a listing here through Home Advisor. Are you currently with them right now, or is that something you worked with in the past?
Actually, they just called yesterday, and I'm going to try it out and see what it is. If I like it, I might use it. If not, so far, I don't know. I've gotten some bad reviews from them, from some other guys that I know, and I'm just going to try it a couple days or a month or so and see what it is. If nothing, I might just get rid of it. So.
Yep. Yeah. Please be careful with that. I talk to plenty of business owners every day. And let me tell you, that if you're doing a pay-per-lead, especially if you're doing a pay-per-lead service with them. So here, I'll explain it a little bit and without trying to, you know, bash another company either. You know, I don't like to do
that.
So a lot of their leads come from Google, right? Because we're looking to Google to find your services first off, right?
Yep,
now,
exactly.
In order to find your business, it's going to be difficult. Like, they're going to have to go through zip code, type that in first, type in the services that you offer, that hopefully that's something that you offer. Then once that goes through, that lead gets dispersed to all your competitors in your area. Okay, so it's almost like first come, first serve, right? Whoever talks to them first could probably get that job. It's a race, right?
Yep.
But the crazy thing is all of you guys get charged for it, and it's a crazy platform, if you ask me, on that one, you know? But not with us over here. It's not a pay-per-lead or pay-per-call or per-job type of service. It's a flat rate month-to-month. We do have other packages that are more available for you. If you're more interested in the pay-per-lead type of service, now that's something we could talk about. But if you're looking to save money, get that wide range out there, and get up there quick, hey, skip out that middleman, right? So with us, there's no third party. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no third party whatsoever. Nobody talks to any of your customers. You supply whatever phone number you like to be contacted on, texted, email, however you want. We make it happen. Now, when it comes to any of these leads, once we work with you, we don't work with anyone else who does what you do in the area, period. Okay? So it's a strict policy here. We're not going to spread your leads out to other competitors, just like how you have going on right now. Okay.
Correct. Yep.
So big differences on that. Now, we don't just get you on Google. We get you up to that first page of Google. To be real with you, everyone could get on Google, you know, but it's a matter of the upkeep to keep everything updated in these keywords, these phrases, constantly checking out your website, you know, stuff like that to really help be found, right? So that's where we come into play. You get an account management team to go ahead and run those promotions for you or change out keywords Monday through Friday. All we ask for is communication on that part, you know?
Yep.
Now, You also get to own 60 different directories, such as Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Chambers of Commerce even, Yellow Pages. So any of these local directories that customers could potentially be finding your services, we want to make sure it's convenient for them to find you. Okay. And that's it. It's no contracts, month to month.
Okay.
Now, are you doing any type of, like, ads? Like, have you ever thought about Google ads or Facebook ads or anything like that?
I've just been on Facebook. I just made a Facebook account the other night, and I just setting that up and sharing it, and all my friends and everybody is sharing it. And yeah.
That's okay.
The major thing to, so far. And actually, I get, you know, the word of mouth around my area is big, so once everybody gets it out, then it's you know, I don't have a problem staying busy. So.
Oh, yeah, there you go. I mean, your reputation precedes you, you know, so that's awesome, man.
Yep, exactly.
That's the type of businesses that we would like to work with as well, too, you know. Being month-to-month over here, we want to earn your business and earn your trust each and every month, not because you're stuck with us and you have to use us, but because we're doing our job, right?
Yep.
Now, when it comes to Facebook, believe it or not, Facebook ads have higher conversion rates than Google ads, right?
Yep.
This is included, actually, in your package where, let's say I paint the picture here for you a little bit. As long as the customer's in your area, they type in keywords, they see your business, but they don't call you at that moment. So if they do that and they go on their Facebook later, your ads from Facebook are going to be right on their feed. And not even that. Okay. It's a click to call you directly. So it's truly incredible conversion rates with that. It really does shine to a lot of companies out there. So it's part of the inclusion with your package. I say use it. You know what I mean? So.
Yep. All right. Nope, I get it.
Well, Ethan, let's do this. Let's go over pricing here. See if it's something that you can comfortably budget. And if it is, stars align. We'd love to have you join the family, man. Save you some money, too. All comparison.
Yeah,
who you're with.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Yep.
All right, partner. So everything is set to a 2-month verbal agreement in the very beginning. Like I said, it takes time to get you up on that first page of Google, but we work fast, right? So we help that ranking move up really quickly for you. Now, your pricing will be a set flat rate month to month. Now, Tara actually put in a credit for you, actually. Are you pretty much new in business?
Technically, the business is new. It's just new this year, but I've been doing this for the last, last 5 years. I've been doing on the side, you know, just doing what I can because I farm full time and when I'm not doing that, I'm off doing other stuff to keep me out of trouble that way.
Yep. I hear that, man.
I was born and raised on a family farm and all I know to do is to work and I love working and I just rather do working than be out playing and doing other stupid stuff. So,
I love that. I love that.
Yep.
Listen, man, work is the play, you know? It really is. You know, love what you do. That's awesome.
Exactly. You can't call it a job if you love what you do every day. So it's more just playing every day. It's how I think of it. So
it's a lifestyle.
Yep.
There you go.
Exactly. Yep.
Oh, Ethan, we get along just fine, man.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Ethan. So, actually, the reason I bring this up is because the pricing goes down twice. Normally, our pricing is $5.99 a month with a $2.99 setup fee, right? But because they're trying to fulfill it quickly, it drops it to $3.49 a month with a $2.99 setup fee. But not only that, Tara put in a new in business rate for you, which drops it all the way down to $2.49 a month. No setup fee or anything. And that's included all that we talked about.
$2.49 a month, correct?
You got it. Yes, sir. Okay. And that's flat rate. So you cherry pick as many jobs, as many calls as you want. We build you a tracking system so you can see where the customers are calling from live. In case you ever missed a phone call, you can always call them right back too. Okay. Even the keywords that are being used to find you, we want to make sure that we constantly update those, and if the ones that aren't working, you can even change them out if you want to as well. So you get the keys to the car there. Yeah.
Okay.
Based off the pricing, though, and everything that includes, seems like obviously it's going to, you know, bring value to your business there. Has that hit the right ballpark for the budget, though, for you, Ethan?
Yeah. I'd rather make this work than what the other guys are wanting. So,
right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Too. So, yep.
Oh, my God. All right, Ethan. You seem like a great guy, man. Now, I think I want to help you out a little bit on my end as well, too. So do you have a website working on that you're working on right now? Because I didn't see anything yet.
Nope, I have not started one of those yet. Nope.
Okay, how about this, man? I'll even sweeten this deal even more for you, because I'm a visual person, right? I don't care how many good reviews you have or how long you've been in business. This is me, okay? But if I don't see a picture, I don't know why. It just turns me away completely. So I'll do this.
Yep.
Since you're going ahead and join the family here, Ethan, I want to earn your business as well. Like I said, you seem like a great guy. We'll throw in a website on the house here, okay? So it'll be included with your package as well, all right?
Okay, all right.
So to get things started, I want to make sure our technicians have a time to talk with you. I will set up a time for you and them to talk. That way they can go over the website, confirm all the keywords, and get things rolling for you. Now, just remember, Google's going to send a letter physically in the mail to you, okay? They want to verify that you have a real business and that you're a real person, all right? So make sure you look out for this letter. Now, I want to make sure I have all the information correct here for them to do that.
Okay.
Obviously, you spell the name Ethan, E-T-H-A-N, right?
Correct.
Okay, so crazy thing, side note here, I thought I was going to have a son. I swear, before we found out the gender... And I'm not pulling your leg, man. I was trying my hardest to tell my wife. I was like, Ethan, let's do Ethan. I don't know.
Yep.
Like, maybe it's too much Mission Impossible movies or something, but that was a movie for me, man. So that was the name.
Yep.
Easy
exactly.
to remember.
There's not too many people or not, too many guys that are named that.
No, it's not. Yeah. Yeah. That's why I was like, it's unique. I like it, So anywho. All right.
Yeah,
all right,
but he would get called Nathan a lot, too, because that's what I get. I get a lot of Nathan and,
Yeah. I can see that.
Yep.
I can definitely see that.
Yep.
All right, partner. Yep. And Ethan, how do you spell your last name?
C-O-Y-N-E.
Mm-hmm. Coin. Perfect. Coin.
Yep.
Interesting. All right. And then, Ethan, what's the best email we can send the invoice and also a second form of contact for us to reach out to you on?
Coyne, 55 mm-hmm.
at gmail.com. Thank you for not making that a paragraph for me. And
yep, no problem.
And the phone number that we can best reach you, is this phone number, the 8038?
Yep, that's it.
Okay. And now for your customers, though, do you want them to reach out to this number or to a different number?
To this number.
Okay, perfect. All right, I want to make sure, just in case, you never know. I always have to ask.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Nope, I don't want to have to carry a few phones around.
Oh, man. When I was younger, I thought it was cool to have more phones, and no, it wasn't good.
I don't want to have to do that. Just one phone's good enough for me. So
I hear you, man. Oh, my gosh. Now, I want to make sure I have this correctly here. So the business name, I have it as C. Land Management LLC, is that right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then the address, I got 14012 13th Street, and then zip code 61264, is that right?
Yep.
Okay, beautiful. So again, we're going to make sure to send that letter out to you, and it's going to go to that address. So make sure you keep a good lookout for that one, okay?
Yep.
Let's set up a tech call. Let's get that one taken care of. The soonest I can do it is tomorrow. Do you have an hour window to speak with them tomorrow?
Is there any time that they've got, or it don't matter?
It's actually pretty wide open. They are going to call from California, so it'll be PST time. You'll be talking to them from the future a little bit. I know.
Okay.
I know you're in Central Time, so you're about like 2 hours ahead of them.
Okay. So. Later afternoon works, or around noon would be fine.
Around noon? Okay, yeah, I could do it right at noon if you want. So it'll be 10 o'clock their time, 12 o'clock your time.
Okay, nope, that works. Right. Yeah, I get chores done, everything around the farm here, it's usually 10:30, 11 o'clock, so noon would be fine.
Beautiful. And don't worry, you don't have to be in front of your computer on this meeting here. They just want to confirm a few things with you, the things that we go over today as well, okay? And then okay. I'm going to try my best to call in with them to introduce you guys. But if for any reason I get held up on a phone or in a meeting, they still will give you a call no matter what. Okay.
Okay.
Now I'm going to send you a Google invite to that email. And that way you both, I'm going to send it to both of you guys. So that way they see that you're committed and then they're going to show you that they're committed on their end too. Okay. So I just sent that now. As soon as you get that, let me know. Hit the accept or a yes on your side there, and I'll be able to go from there.
There it is. And then go ahead and hit yes.
You got it. Yes, sir. And then I'm going to do stuff on my end to speed things along for you here. We're going to go over just the bare essentials of the business. And we'll put a reminder for them as well, too, here. Okay, there's that. I can't believe tomorrow's the 3rd already.
Yeah, everything's going by fast now.
It is. Okay, so I got 10 a.m. their time. Okay, I just put in a reminder for them as well right now. Oh, I just got the email saying that you did accept. Perfect, thank you. And then also... let's start with hours of operations. How would you like to be found for your customers? Monday through Friday, 24/7.
Yep, just 24/7 is fine.
Oh, really? All right. You don't get sleep, man. You're in line.
Yep. Every day is a different day, so it doesn't matter.
I got you. And then also, Ethan, do you want the customers to be able to call you, text you, and email, or do you prefer only one?
It don't matter. Call, text, and email is fine. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Beautiful. I always say the more the merrier, right? I mean, you never know how the customers would like to reach out to you. So.
Yeah. Everybody's different on how they, you know, how they want to communicate.
Most definitely. Yes, sir. And then also, I'm throwing in notes to make sure we build you a brand new website here. And then, as far as your Facebook, I just jogged my mind a little bit. Do you have a Facebook page right now, like a regular one at least?
Yes, I have a regular one, and then I just created the business one just a couple nights ago.
Oh, you did? All right. So for the business Facebook, is there any way you could send me the URL for that one? I'm going to send you a text right now saying this is John.
Okay.
With Local Squash. And if you could send me a text, just the URL for the business one, so that way we can start running ads on that one, too, for you.
Okay. So.
Okay. Got you sweating now, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just kidding.
get it all figured out here. Okay, so page listen. See, how would I send that to you? I got your text message, but what do you mean by the URL?
Okay, what kind of phone are you on right now? Is it an iPhone or Android?
iPhone. It's on an iPhone.
Beautiful. Okay. I know it'll work those better than usual right now. So open your Facebook app.
Okay.
And then in there, you're going to click see your profile. Or it should be a menu button. Like it looks like a hamburger. Do you see it like three horizontal lines anywhere?
No, I do not. I got on the bottom of the screen, it's home, watch, page, notifications, and menu.
Menu. Hit that menu for me.
Uh-huh. Okay. Menu.
And then in there, you should have like a see your profile. Do you see anything like that?
Shortcuts, communications. Let's see more. Save. No, I do not.
You should have, like, your picture next to it, too.
Well, if I click on this, what's we got here?
Okay, so now, let's see, edit action button.
Oh, don't hit edit, hit edit. But right next to edit, to the right of that, there's three little dots, right?
Well, I've got, I clicked on, so I'm at my home page on the business one. And then it's, you know, it shows ENC Land Management, and then it says add to story, advertising, view tools. And then next to that, it's got like three little dots.
Yes, that one. Hit that one for me.
Okay, and then it comes up to page settings, edit action button, view as, login, page and tag settings, review post tags, invite friends, privacy center. Oh, copy, your page link, copy link.
Yes, there it is. You got it. Yes, sir.
All right. Copy, page link, copied, okay. Here, paste, there. Now you should have it.
Beautiful. Okay, I'll wait for that one to go through there. And then website, yes. And then how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do cash, check, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle?
Cash and check mainly. Yeah, I haven't got into the credit card and that kind of shit yet. So,
okay.
And I'm not a big person on the Venmo and all the, you know, the app. Cash is king. I'm a younger generation, but I love the cash. So,
well, who doesn't, man?
Most of my generation carries around credit cards and everything else, and it's like, yeah, piss on that. Cash is king. You can always use cash. So,
my God, I love it. Oh, man, that's great. All right, so I want to make sure here. All right, I got the text. I'm going to put this there for you. Now, far as the distance that we would like to go for you, this package does reach out about 50, 60 miles out on there. Is that still doable for you?
Yeah.
Just want to make sure.
Yep.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to try to put it as far out as we can here. Out of Milan. Okay. How? All right, so I'm sending the information to our technicians right now. The next two parts we're going to do is our voice verification, which is everything's recorded, the pricing, all of that, okay? That way it's a protection for you, right? And then the next part, we'll do payment from there, and then I'm going to make sure to stay on the line to make sure you get your receipt, your invoice, so that way it has a whole breakdown of everything that we're doing today, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful. All right, let me set that up right now. Bada bing, bada boom. All right, so I'm going to ask a series of questions in the very beginning here. Just try to answer as clear as possible. If you have questions or concerns, whatever it is, stop me in my tracks and say, John, I have a question on this. Can you elaborate on it a little bit? I'll be more than happy to do that for you, okay?
Okay. All righty.
All right, partner, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
ENC Land Management, LLC.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Ethan Coyne, owner.
Beautiful. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yep.
All right. And, of course, you're an authorized user on the billing of the account as well, correct?
Correct.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to stop right there for just a second there, Ethan. We want to make sure anytime we call out to you, we want to make sure we're talking to the right person and not giving your information out to just anyone, right? So we're going to set up a security question and answer so that doesn't happen, okay? So we'll get that done after this recording part. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to continue. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right, perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Nope.
So this is talking about when our technicians talk to you tomorrow, they need to make sure they have all the information that you want to send them to put on your website. To make sure your ads are strong, everything like that. Yeah, that's what that's talking about.
All right.
Some people get confused on that too, man. Seriously. Yeah.
Yep, nope, okay. Nope, yep, good.
All right. So we're good on that one, right?
Yep, we're good on that. Yep.
Okay, perfect. All right, so your payment for the initial term account setup will be charged today, February 2nd, in the non-refundable amount of $249. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the second of every month in the amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
All right. Ethan, crack me up, man. All right. So let's go ahead and set up your security question. Now, once we set this up, it cannot change, okay? So if anyone tries to change your information on this, it's a red flag. It's not us, all right? We have 3 choices here. We have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
City you're born in.
All right, perfect. And what would that answer be?
Rock Island.
Rock Island, that's pretty cool, man. All right, sorry, I wish I could do that, something like that. I was just born in the Bronx. Oh, my God. All right, here we go. And there's that. Okay. And then on the card that we'll be using today, Ethan, we have a – is it under first and last name, or is there a middle initial as well?
Yeah, there is a middle initial.
Okay.
E.
E? Okay. All right, you got an easy E, man. Come on now. This guy is cool. Born in Rock Island.
Yeah, and my sister has the exact same initials. So, yep.
Really?
Yep.
Right, that's cool.
E-E-C. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's wild. Okay, all right. All right, so, and then I'm assuming the billing address to the card is the same, right? The 14012?
Yep.
Okay. And then what kind of payment method is it? Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Visa
it is. Okay. I'm ready for the card number when you are, sir.
Alrighty, 4202-5400-6905-3174.
All right, perfect. And the expiration date?
09/25.
Okay. And then also, there should be a security code as well.
293.
Okay, perfect. Now, before I process any payment, I like to do a triple check. Hope you don't mind. I just want to make sure, because you got a really low pricing. I want to make sure it's grandfathered in, okay? So I'm going to hit refresh real quick. Okay, there we go. All right, we're all set. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment of $249. Now, once this payment goes through, you're going to get 2 things. You're going to get a text message and an email. So I'll let you know as soon as it goes through that we can look out for this, because I want to make sure, like as I promised in the beginning of this call, I want to make sure you have that invoice. It just went through. Let me know which one comes to you first.
We're still working on refreshing here.
Okay.
Okay. Text messages just come through.
Beautiful. All right. I'm going to make sure through the text message is probably the easiest way to take a look at a few things. In their text message, it should say click here to accept terms or something like that. Do you see anything like that?
Thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice. We have, please click here. Okay. Click there. And then it pulls up username and password.
Ooh, did you already sign in or anything?
No. Nope. So when I went to the text messages, it comes up, Ethan, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to an email we have on file. Please click here. And then when I click there, it takes me to Local Splash username and password login.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you – so put in your phone number for the username.
Okay. Okay.
All right, and then the password, it's all lowercase, and it's no spaces. It's going to be called Get Clicks. So GetClicks.
Okay.
Just to log in for now, but let's see here.
Okay, we're in. Okay,
beautiful. There is one spot where we need to sign terms and conditions, something along those lines. Do you see anything like that?
There's my phone number. Well, I was... Oh, there. Products, local bundle, Facebook ads, blah, blah. I certify that I am authorized holding signer of the card. Yes. Okay, click here to sign.
There you go.
Okay. Firm signature. Okay.
I promise this is the last step here for you, man.
I know why, because it don't have the middle initial in it. There we go.
Yeah, it's like the card.
Yep. There we go. Okay. Now we're loading the bar. There we go. Okay. Connect your... Okay. Continue with Google. Yep. All right. We're in now to the business. There, to the profile.
All right. Beautiful. All right. So now once you're here, that's how I know you did everything right on your end. Our technicians will help walk you through these things tomorrow. Please keep your phone available during that time frame. They're going to call from an 877 number, okay? It's not a spam call. It's them. All right?
Okay. All right. I'll try to remember that.
All right, partner. All right, man. Yep. Hey, it's a pleasure getting to talk to you and to get to know you, man. You're an awesome guy. Seriously.
Yep, no problem. Same there. So... Yep.
All right.
Yep.
We're going to do good, man. We'll talk to you tomorrow, and we'll get this thing rolling for you, okay? You take it easy, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Bye. All right. Bye-bye.